All right, I'm going to go ahead and call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting into order for December 11th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. And I am going to now ask that we do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All righty, and then we'll do roll call. We'll start with Earl.
Earl Barfield.
Sondra Cosgrove.
Stephanie Jordan.
Jill Leyva.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerboom's office.
Danny Tomaso, representing Conference of Planning.
And?
Vivian Kolarski, Planning Commissioner for Commissioner Sagerboom.
Okay. We'll go on to agenda item number two, which is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you have to wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and then clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. Would anyone like to do public comment during this period? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item number three, which is approval of the minutes for our November 13th, 2025 meeting. Do I have any recommendations for changes or edits? Okay, seeing none, do I have a motion? Okay.
Motion to approve.
All right, Stephanie motions to approve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, approved. Agenda item number four, approval of the agenda for our December 11th, 2025 meeting. We do, I know, have two items that are going to be held, so that's five and six. And then there's two that we can combine. Was there any deletions? I don't think there's deletions, okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda with those changes? Okay, motion to approve Earl. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, it passes. Any informational items?
No.
Okay, not this time. All right, so we will then go to item number one on our agenda. This is WS250709, Cisneros Rubin H, waivers of development standards for the following. Eliminate and reduce setbacks, reduce building separation, and increase hardscape area within the front and side yards in conjunction with an existing single family residence on a 0.14 acres in an RS 5.2, residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located east of Minor Way and south of Olive Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Present.
Can you come on up here? Okay, do you have anything you'd like us to see, or are you just going to explain things?
We brought in all the information, the pictures that were submitted.
Okay, if you put them here, then that way we can see it up here. Can you go ahead and state your name for the record?
Oh, yes. My name is Ruby.
Go ahead and just push it up.
Hello?
Nope. Let's see if it's... We'll give you this one.
Thank you. My name is Ruby Cisneros, and this is my father, Ruben Cisneros. Last name is C-I-S-N-E-R-O-S. These are just the pictures that are showing of the carport that's located in the front of the home and also in the back. This picture here is just like some kind of cloth. It's not it's not connected to anything in the wall. It's just being held by a rope. It's only there for the purpose of the covering the plants here. He has a lemon tree, a pomegranate tree, and cactus. He only put it there to cover the plants won't get burned by the sun.
Okay.
This here in the back of the house is new. It's not touching the wall. I understand it's not the exact separation that is required by the state, as well as this carport in the front. And also, we were petitioning for the landscape percentage of the home is over 80%. I believe it's not that. I think it has to be 80-20, and I believe it's over that.
Okay. All right, this is a public hearing. Would anyone like to do public comment on this item? All right, seeing none. Earl, do you have any questions on this one?
No. question on the planning department's denying 1A and B and 2 because it's, you know, the carport in the front.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit more?
About why it's there?
Well, yeah, explain the details of it.
Okay, so that carport in the front of the home was built to protect the vehicles from the sun. It was built by one of his friends, so I believe my father didn't realize that we needed to have a permit or permission for them to build it. It was given to him as a gift.
Okay.
It's been there. ¿Cuántos años tiene que estar ahí?
Como 10 años.
Yeah, it's been in the home for about 10 years already.
Okay.
He was just not sure. He wasn't sure if he needed permission or a permit to build it because it was gifted to him. So he apologizes for that. He didn't realize that he was breaking a law or something like that.
Okay.
And also it's not actually implanted into the house. It's not touching the wall, and it's also removable.
Okay.
The dilemma we have, or I have, is that you have a public, Clark County Public Response Office had a complaint filed against it after 10 years. I don't know why, but the planning department is saying that it infringes on all the setback requirements. And you've probably gone over that with planning already.
Right.
And the problem with the shade cover in the back,
mm-hmm.
is there a...
I think they're okay with the shade cover.
Yeah. I think it's more the front, right, the carport.
Yeah, because they're saying because the shade cover in the back, you can't see it from the street. I think they're okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Only because there's a restaurant back in the back of the home, mm-hmm. so no neighbors could really see it. The one that they could see the most is the one in the front.
But this carport has been there for 10 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and then 3 is the landscaping.
Yes. So the landscaping is 290 square feet. In the front of the home, it's only a small amount of grass, which is they were letting us know that it was just too small of an amount.
Okay.
The entire back of the house is concrete, but when he bought the house, it was already like that.
Okay. So the reason you don't have more landscape is because it's concrete?
Yes, it's all concrete.
Okay.
Is there an HOA?
No. No HOA.
No HOA?
Okay. So I don't see anyone here to speak against this.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, so do I have a motion? So I'm leaning towards moving, just approving all of them. Okay, so I make a motion that we approve 1A, 1B, 1C, number 2, and number 3. So that's the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No, all opposed.
Okay, so it passes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You passed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to go to the planning.
Yes, I think it's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
7:30, correct?
Let's see.
Or 7.
Yeah, it's the wrong date on here. You might want to, Beatrice, it's the wrong date on here. Can you tell them when the next Planning Commission meeting is? It is the 16th? Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We will move on to agenda item number 2, which is ET25400021 UC240088 Maldonado Leon Family Trust et al. And Vaca Jorge Maldolano, TRS. So this is a use permit, first extension of time for large livestock, which is horses. waiver of development standards to eliminate street landscaping on a 0.7 acres in an RS20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located west of Gateway Road and south of Judson Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
He's here. I'm helping him out. I'm a friend of the family's that's
okay.
Just guiding him, and I'll be helping him.
Okay. Can you go ahead and state your name?
Jose Castro.
Okay. All right. Can you go ahead and explain to us?
So basically, the Maldonado family, what they're trying to do is they're trying to build a...
Oh, let me give you that. Sorry about that.
So the Maldonado residence family is trying to build a new...
Is it on?
Yeah. A new single family residence. But I think that they were kind of misguided by the person that was helping them out. And they did have horses at the lot, but they've been removed. The landscape that they were talking about is just weeds in the front that were been growing. And they already had taken care of it, and I got pictures here to prove it. So basically, I mean, with I already submitted all the plans to the building department, which right here we have a few corrections that need to be done.
Okay.
And we're just waiting on the engineers and architects to get back to us so we get the plans approved for a new family residence.
Okay.
So horses have been removed. The landscape has been trimmed. So
okay.
I really don't see the need of them paying for this permit. I don't know why they were actually guided to start this way, because they should just start at the building department, but that's what we're here to clear up.
Okay. All right. So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do a comment on this agenda item? Seeing none. Board, any questions? Stephanie?
Okay.
Yes.
Horses, were there horses there before?
They were there before.
Okay. No people there, just horses?
Just horses.
Oh, okay.
But they've been removed.
Okay. You made them remove them?
They moved them.
And okay.
Everything's clear. And I got pictures right here of it. So
I was there today. I took
yeah. Pictures. Okay.
Okay.
So I hadn't seen any horses. But
yeah.
They're not going to move the horses back before they build houses?
No. Because I'm the one that's taking over the project now. And okay. What we're trying to do is just help him. It's been like 8 years for him that's
okay.
been trying to build this house, but I think that he's been guided the wrong way, so
okay.
I'm just here to help him out. So like I said, I don't think there was a need for them to pay $1,000, you know, for this thing, so I don't know if there's any way that they could get reimbursed for that.
Okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and do the vote, and then there are staff here from the county
yep.
commission, so if you want to stay till later,
okay.
you can talk to them about that.
Okay.
All right, so staff is recommending approval, so I'm going to do a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Please. Okay, so our second question is, do we still need to come to the second meeting and that's all,
yes.
or are we
gonna... Yes. Yes. Yeah, and then Beatrice right here behind you
okay.
can give you a card.
So this is just a recommending body. The final approval is on the 16th.
Yes.
Of this month?
Yes.
December.
Okay, at the session. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, and then from there, I'll be decide on what.
Yeah, they'll
okay.
handle it from there
Perfect.
And then tell you what you need to do.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And Beatrice is going to give you a card, and then that way you'll have her contact information.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So we're going to combine agenda item 3 and 4. So 3 is ZC250626 Linda Properties LLC. This is a zone change to reclassify 2.09 acres from an RS20 residential single family 20 zone to a CG commercial general zone to an IL industrial light zone, generally located south of Lena Avenue and east of Stafford Avenue within Sunrise Manor. And then 4 is WS250627 Linda Properties LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: 1, modify buffering and screening standards; 2, eliminate street landscaping; 3, modify residential adjacency standards; and 4, waive full off-site improvements; and then a design review for a proposed outdoor storage facility on a 2.09 acres in an IL industrial light zone, generally located south of Glen Avenue and east of Stratford Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Greg Borgel here on behalf of this applicant,
okay.
who is also in the audience if you want to speak to him directly.
Okay.
And the first clarification I want, I suppose, is that this is an area that's clearly in transition, and that is the staff's viewpoint as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so as to the zone change, they support it, period,
mm-hmm.
As is frequently the case. Meanwhile, there are a number of waivers listed in the agenda. I have good news on most of those, is that if I can point out on the overhead, the parcels in question are in green or red.
Okay.
The only project that is proposed to be developed initially tonight is this parcel here on the west of the overall parcel. And the key point with respect to the waivers, which staff has not supported, is that a lot of them were required to be written up as though everything was part of phase one, and that's not the case. And so, without belaboring the issue, substantially all of the waivers are not going to be required, because this portion would be a subsequent phase, which would necessarily, I believe, come back to you in any event. Okay. So, and then moving on from that, the rest of the good news is this developer has offered and would go forward with the landscaping issue, which would be out on Glen Avenue, which is otherwise listed as another waiver. But he would be happy to do that, but we've been advised by the commission offices that this property and some others are going to be subject to an SID, and that therefore we should sign up for the SID, and that, by the way, is the view of staff as well on that matter. And that would also be the time at which typically landscaping would be installed at the back edge of the dedication when that's in place. So where you read about all of the waivers, there are very few actual waivers left when we limit it to this area, which is the only part of phase one, and recognizing that this additional area would have to come back to you, and that's where most of the waivers lie. And then the landscaping waiver, in addition, the developer has authorized me to say that if you want the landscaping built now, he'll do that. But we have a little bit of a problem in that we need to make sure we get the line of dedication correct, so that the landscaping gets put in the proper ultimate location.
Okay.
I don't think I have a great deal more to say, except what I've said so far. And there is perhaps one more thing to offer here. This is a better perspective of the existing buildings that are proposed on the site. This is an old church, and so the main issue is modernizing the former church into a set of offices. Again, the developer has said that this is a suggestion of the way that he would like to go forward on the matter, which is to say, painting it up and cleaning it up and generally continuing to be a good citizen. He has already cleared the property several times. He has authorized me to say again that if you have a preference, we can go forward with, let's say, if you liked earth tones on the building, he's going to be painting the building anyway. So we would be happy to do it in the style you want. The building is already there. It is relatively in good shape and will be restored per the county's normal rules.
Okay.
And so we have here a developer who is following the master plan and doing something which is compatible with the area as defined by staff. and which, as I've described, is limited in actual scope of what is proposed now to the area shown in green, which is not to say that he wouldn't come back on the area in red, which he owns, but at that point it will probably be part of a bigger project that would not just be what is proposed here on the green area, and that is, just for the record, a construction equipment storage yard. It is not, as you could read into the staff report, that it was a trucking facility or something like that. It is not that. It is a developer who wants to have a secure place to, and is willing to modernize this property for his construction equipment when it's not out at all on a project. And that's
okay.
The whole story.
Okay.
Well,
so what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if there's any public comment. So this is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do comment on these two agenda items? All right, seeing none. And now I'm going to ask staff for clarification. So on number three, that's going to be approved. That has staff approval, so we can handle that one. But on four, I'm assuming we only can vote on what's listed here in front of us, not what he's saying might change.
Right. Technically, yes. I mean, if you do plan on withdrawing waivers at the BCC, if you plan on withdrawing waivers at BCC, good, yeah, great. But as far as I'm aware, yes, I think you can just, you only have to vote on what we have presented as of now.
Okay.
With the anticipation that waivers will be withdrawn at BCC.
Yeah, and then he'll handle it there.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll give you the same speech that we were in front of the county commission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can't vote on what they might do.
No, we just have to. We're going to vote on what's in front
we're
of us.
We're just going to vote on what we can.
Yeah, and then they can handle it at the next level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
All right. So staff is approving agenda item number three. So do we? I'm going to do a motion to approve agenda item number three per staff recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that one passes. And then on four, it's just denial on all of it. So I'm going to go ahead and do a motion to deny per staff recommendation. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. And then make sure you're in contact with them at the next level because they can handle the stuff you talked about.
We will do that.
Okay, perfect.
We'll come back and we'll look through it.
Well,
they're happy.
If I don't even want to put you in the position of saying that you'll approve it when we come back, because it could be a bigger project.
We'll look at the different projects.
What we intend to do is exactly what staff has suggested here tonight.
Oh, perfect.
Which is withdraw the elements that are not going to be needed for phase one of the project. And we're recognizing that we would be bringing phase two and three back to you.
Back to awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for explaining it. That was very helpful.
Thanks, Fred.
You bet.
All right.
Hi, Earl. It's a long time no see, so hi.
Greg, I used to see Greg all the time at the planning department where he was a plans chair. I bring him drawings, I did.
All right, unless you plan on singing to us, you have to leave the mic over here.
You can approve and I give him 50 bucks.
You don't want to keep the mic. The microphone?
Well, I was thinking of it.
Okay, karaoke, let's go.
All right. Get ready, everybody. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so we're holding 5 and 6. And are we holding until the next meeting? Is that the idea?
They requested a hold letter, so you don't need to put it to H.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't have it in front of me. But yeah.
Okay.
It's just January.
Okay. So then we'll go on to agenda item number 7, which is WS250788, New Strategies LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: increase fence height, reduce access gate setback in conjunction with an existing restaurant and hookah lounge on a 2.02 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located east of Fremont Street and north of Oakey Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? If you could just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Drew Hernandez.
3121 Flower Garden Court, North Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
Last name is H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z.
What was your first name?
Rudy.
Oh, Rudy.
Dr. Rainey. It is Christmas, come on.
I didn't get
to play any radio games, so give me some slack. No, I did get to play. Okay, so my client here, what we're proposing is we're wanting, it's actually not eight feet, but 7 foot on the perimeter fence, and we also were proposing a gate. The reason we want this gate proposed is this is a high crime area. We have a lot of homeless people and a lot of prostitution. When this was open, a lot of, what I want to say, Johns, whatever, would partake in the rear area because it's not really lighted for the most part. And we would find a lot of condoms and riffraff and whatnot, needles, and just a lot of drug paraphernalia in that rear area. My client also has brought this facility up to code as far as the restrooms and everything, so he hasn't invested a good sum of money in order to bring up the code. We're asking for a waiver for the gate. I know we basically want to have that recess back, but this gate is not really considered a commercial gate per se. Is we only open it on the weekends and on special events. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and usually it's a nightclub. Well, it is a nightclub, so the owner is there prior to any patron or anybody showing up. So we're already there before anybody shows up. So this gate's already open. So it's not going to hinder any adverse traffic on Boulder Highway whatsoever. And again, we really want to keep this just because of security and for the homeless and the prostitution that occurs on Boulder Highway.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do public comment in this?
I got a few questions.
Okay.
For the tenants, my name is Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Mine Court. I'm involved a lot with homelessness issues. You know, we've cleaned up 45 encampments and 45 RVs in the area. So I guess I couldn't see the picture. Now I see that he does want to put a gate up there.
The gate's already existing.
The gate's already there?
Yes.
It's already there.
It's already there.
So, I mean, I think he's correct in everything he's telling him. And I don't know if I'm allowed to give him my card in case he has any questions. We remove encampments. That's what my group does. You know, we're a group of concerned citizens. Okay, and we go to a lot of Metro meetings. We're not basically supported by Metro. Well, but we follow the law, so we know what the rules are. So we definitely would like to engage with you, but what he's saying is correct. You know, we definitely got to attack the homeless problem, and I think he's got a legitimate concern with the fence.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Seeing none. Board questions? Earl?
I think we should vote on it separately. Where's the zone change? I see no problem with that.
Right.
And the other issue is from the planning department, and I think we ought to discuss that in more detail.
It's only one item.
This one doesn't have a zone.
Number seven.
We're on seven.
Seven is seven.
The zone change.
We jumped to seven.
We jumped.
We skipped five and six.
This one doesn't have a zone change.
Five and six was
the ones that got held.
That those are the ones.
So this one doesn't have the zone change. So this one is the increase on the fence height.
Yes,
reduce the setback on the gate.
New strategies
LLC.
It's at the top of the page.
Okay.
So this one is the one that's WS25. Do you see that one?
Okay.
You got it. Okay. All right, so it looks like the issue with this is that you put up the fence and the gate without permission, without a permit.
That is correct.
Okay. So according to this, if they had come here and done it the right way, they probably would have gotten the permit. But the issue is that they put them up and then had to ask
for permission.
The
problem with putting up the gate is required RTC requirements is we have to have at least, I believe it's 25-foot throat depth.
Right.
We also have a signage. If you look here, it's a signage. It's probably a $550,000 sign that we have located there that my client has refurbished. And in order for us to comply with the county requirements or the code requirements, we would have to eliminate that signage or come up with a different configuration, which would require us to have another right-of-way, which right now doesn't allow us to do that.
Okay. Do either of you have thoughts about this?
And again, when this was vacant, we had a series of homeless people living in the back, and right. They would state that, well, we're protecting the property, and we're going, well, you're protecting it from what? You're homeless. And so we actually had Metro go on several occasions to try to get these individuals out of there. And so, and again, we've, like you said, when it was not gated, we had a high prostitution problem, because again, we're only open on the weekends. So during the week, we have no security or anything other than the gate. We do have security there now, which helps us out. But again, without the gate, we have a high prostitution, high homeless area in that particular spot.
Okay, because on here it says, while staff can understand the desire to secure the site, staff finds the request to increase fence height and reduce the access gate setback or self-imposed hardships that will not substantially increase the safety and security of the site.
So the fence that's currently there right now, it is keeping the majority of the riffraff out, or?
Yes, it is. Okay. Again, once we've installed the fence, all our problems have been resolved.
So the raising the fence, is that, are you finding them climbing over the fence?
Yes, that was the problem. Once we had the 3-foot fence there, we actually had a little chain gate.
It was a chain gate.
Okay. And they would just climb over
it.
And this fence that you're building, you don't think they'll climb over that one?
No, it's already installed. Okay. It's already installed. And it's a 7-foot high gate.
And it's dead. Stop.
And again, we have minimal individuals jumping over that. If they do jump over, it's probably over the back fence where it's more of a CMU wall.
Okay. So is this mostly aesthetics that we're concerned about?
Really just fence height adjacent to the right-of-way.
Adjacent to the right-of-way.
It's a standard denial that we go denial with.
Right.
You know.
I would go for approve.
I don't have a problem with the fence.
Yeah.
Well,
we know there's a problem.
It's a problem, but it's aesthetically along the highway there.
But the fence is not going to stay permanently, am I correct? Once you get the establishment up and moving, is the fence going to...
No, it's going to be established fence. We're asking for a waiver in order for us just to have... Again, we only access the gate on the weekends.
Okay.
And again, it's we access it around 4:00. Our nightclub isn't open until 9:00. So it gives us a 5-hour window of people accessing and able to...
Gotcha. And well, we do know there's security issues.
Yes. And that was one of the primary issues why we had. Okay. And again, my client has invested a lot of money bringing the restaurant nightclub up to code.
Sure.
Because prior to that, the restrooms were not up to code, and we actually did bring them up to code.
Okay. So I would be inclined to approve. So if I make the motion, how are you inclined?
To approve.
Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed.
Okay. It passes.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Yeah. I think it's
security
first. I agree with you.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right. Agenda item number 8. Right, agenda item number 8 is ZC250778. Is it Group Up? Okay. LLC, if you want to come up. This is a zone change to reclassify 0.37 acres from an H2, which is general highway frontage zone, to a CG, commercial general zone, generally located east of Fremont Street and south of Olive Street, alignment within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead and state your name.
My name is Geeta. Last name is Patel.
Okay.
I'm the owner of this place.
Could you state the address?
2855 Fremont Street, Las Vegas.
Okay.
89104.
And then could you go ahead and show us what it is that you're requesting?
Yeah, this is the motel, and we need to change the zone because it's in H2 zone, mm-hmm. and that now H2 zone doesn't exist for this motel.
Oh, okay.
So if we want to sell or to lease the property, we cannot do that. We can run, but anybody else cannot run.
Okay.
So in future, if you want to sell, we need the proper zone. That's why we need to change the zone.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anybody like to do public comment on this item? All right, seeing none. Board, any questions?
No questions.
No questions. Oh, one question?
I move to approve.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. We have a motion to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was easy. Okay, so now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're going to go to agenda item number 7, which is general business. We have to review and approve the 2026 meeting calendar. Do we have that available?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we will soon.
Sort of.
Hopefully. I can email it to you.
Okay. But even if you turn it around, I think we could probably all see it.
Okay. So this is by month, but I did want to bring up, there's usually I give you guys all the dates and then highlight some that you might want to cancel ahead of time. So that's usually what this is for. It's already pre-done every other basically Thursday. The dates I wanted to highlight for you guys are towards the end of the year. So you are scheduled to meet on October 29th. And just a heads up, the next day is Nevada Day, which is a day off for everyone. So that is one for your consideration if you want to cancel. The next one would be November 26th. I recommend you cancel it because it is Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving, yeah, that's an easy one.
And then the last one is December 26th. You're scheduled to meet December 31st. Not day off, your meetings would be December 10th and December 31st.
So right before New
Year. New Year's Eve.
It's New Year's Eve.
I could see doing the one in October, but then canceling the other two. Mm-hmm.
The other,
yeah, or
so
what
the
do you
30th
think?
Of December.
Is it 2 weeks?
31st. December. Oh. You would cancel December 31st and then November 26th.
October, which is right before Nevada Day, but.
That would be October 29th.
It's the day before Nevada Day, so there's not going to be like anything missing.
All right. Okay. Should we keep that one and cancel the other two, or do you want to cancel all three?
How many meetings are there in October?
The 29th would be your third meeting.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we'll cancel that one too.
Yeah.
We'll go I cancel. Thought I was going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
That was a no-brainer.
You will have only one meeting in November.
Okay.
Okay.
November's a short month.
And December.
Yes.
And December. Just like this year.
So okay.
Much.
So you'll have big meetings in November and December.
That's all right.
All right, so you can make a motion to follow staff recommendation of canceling the meetings on October 29th, November 26th, and December 31st.
Okay, that's the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. That was really fast.
All right. All right, we're good. It's approved. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to agenda item number 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. If any board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, they may do so if the chairperson says.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Test.
I'm not going to turn it off and on.
There we go. Okay, my name's Al Rojas. I live at 2095 Homestead Mine Court here in Sunrise Manor. Just going to give you guys a brief update on what's going on. Our clean community cleanup, it's going pretty strong. Just about everything's cleaned up. There's just some minor issues. It was really nice to meet Rosemary, who was here last time, with the traffic issues. Mm-hmm. We met together at the library. They discussed the issues, and then I had to go to another meeting to go testify over at the Henderson's board meeting. And so I sent them to the, first Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They met with the COP team, and they're working together. We're going to be getting increased patrolling over here on Hollywood Boulevard. So we're setting up a neighborhood watch group now for traffic and for other issues. And all I can tell you is things are going really good. People are cooperating, you know, for traffic issues, for school issues. We got a new law that went through during the interim that's going to increase the jurisdiction of a school zone, which is really going to help us on Mount Hood.
Yep.
And now we're going on videos where I'm doing videos on where our high traffic fatalities area like Mount Hood so people can slow down and educate the community. So, you know, community engagement and community knowledge is preventative. You know, there's three types of justice. There's mass incarceration, which you know doesn't work, and then you can't have everybody out, you know, 100% restorative justice, let everybody out on the street. Preventative justice, and I think that neighborhood watch and education educates the people on how to prevent, you know, crime in your community,
right.
Report suspicious activity, get people engaged, and the more people you have engaged, I know that from personal experience, the safer your community is going to be.
Awesome.
Al, I have a question for you.
Yes.
The you said neighborhood watch as far as traffic goes. So these people that love to come up here and do the drag racing?
Drag racing,
right.
Yeah.
Spinning their wheels in the middle of the street.
Right.
Is there a number that people can call?
I think there's a thing called RAID. I remember R-A-I-D, RAID. Go look that up for
okay.
Metro. They have a program for that.
Okay.
My recommendation is that, you know, video, in some cases, video is prosecutable evidence. If you guys can get a video of it, and we send it to Metro, they might be able to do something about it because anybody can report a crime. And it's against the law to keep somebody from reporting a crime.
Okay.
So, you know, if video sometimes is prosecutable evidence, and that's something that we're gonna be encouraging people to have their, you know, their video, their cameras, maybe on the weekends on those hotspots where we're, you know, I'm not big on those circles. I don't know much about that because I've been focusing on homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want to report that to me, like, oh, this is a hot spot.
Okay.
You know, I'll go get eyes and ears on it. I'll get cameras on it.
Oh, Hollywood,
you know,
and Charleston all day long.
You know, with yeah, Charleston, yeah.
It's bad.
You know, we'll get people on there and we'll start reporting that. I talked to the sheriff through social media, and I told him that we're going into phase two, which is traffic issues, you know,
right,
speeding
okay.
and wrecking, and then phase three, which is reading, getting kids to read, that's another part of it. So, and we're getting that going.
Awesome.
So everything's moving, man. You know.
All right, thanks,
thank you very much.
Okay, so agenda item number 9, the next meeting date is January 15th, 2026, and we are adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you.